Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Claudia Castro Luna, Washington State Poet Laureate, reading Audubon and the Shawnee Swans by Laura Day. Audubon and the Shawnee Swans. This poem has an epigraph by John James Audubon. Imagine, reader, that a flock of 50 swans are sporting before you, as they have more than once been in my sight, and you will feel, as I have felt, more happy and void of care than I can describe. Slaughter a flock of birds. Still the rustling chaos of feathers and talons. The recollecting mind stumbles into an aviary. Feathers flutter into the air, birdsong fragments sail. Memento mori in dusty folios. Carolina parakeet, passenger pigeon, Labrador duck, great auk. On a belated honeymoon canoeing up the Ohio River, Audubon chanced upon 50 Shawnee Indians and 500 swans churning the sleet of a small pond to liquid. Audubon noted in his journal an account of a Shawnee bear hunt, the hunter crouching in a log, drawing the bear deeper and deeper in, an auspicious birth of twins. If they lived on, Carolina parakeet, passenger pigeon, Labrador duck, great auk, songs would mark the movements of their lives. Cascades of swan feathers and the birdsong of endless flight stamped into the worlds of their ears. To the Shawnee, the babble of very small children was the language of the infinite. Audubon was known to destroy his paintings to motivate himself to greater artistic excellence. Imagine him plucking feathers to strip and fold into a leather journal, frantically sketching the swan decomposing against the locust tree. Ferocious wind ripping through the tense canvas sides transformed into a tableau. Balmy spring, lily pads, the slender neck and bright eye approximated on canvas. The mind can grasp the swan, but not trumpeting of 50 in an icy pond, not a murmur of the mother struggling in labor, what her twins howled out or who listened. That was Audubon and the Shawnee Swans by Laura Day, from Tributaries, published by the University of Arizona Press. I'm Claudia Castro Luna.